This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Philippians chapter 3, verse number 1 says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe." Amen to that. Hey, listen, I'm going to you to rejoice. Finally, he has been dealing with Epaphroditus and Timothy as examples of godly Christians, and how Epaphroditus was sick nigh unto death, and that God had mercy on him, and also on Paul, because Paul would have been sorrowful. But he comes in and says, listen, as I'm getting ready to get close to the end of this letter, finally, let me just bring something out here. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, we tend to forget this is a command. So we see a command here. And the command is in the present tense active voice. That means you're to keep doing it, and you're to cause it to happen. It's your, you make it happen. You do it. You rejoice in the Lord. You have that exceeding great joy. The word rejoice there is a wonderful word that just simply has the idea to be extremely glad. To have a happy, calm demeanor of God's speed, of God's goodness, of God's dealing. He is dealing with them saying, listen, I need you to be rejoicing in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, be calmly happy. For to write the same things to you is not grievous. He said, it's indeed not grievous. I'm not going to sit there and say, I'm not going to write the same things to you. It needs to be. You need to have this done. To keep writing the same things over and over and over and over, it doesn't irk me. It doesn't cause me any problem, because it becomes something that is safe for you. What he's saying here is, I want you to understand your conduct radiates out of you, so rejoice in the Lord. And your condition is predicated on how much you know about the Word of God. And he actually continues with warnings. He says, beware of dogs. That's not a good term in Israel. Those that are, you know, out to get you. Beware of evil workers. They are out to do evil and harm. Beware of the concision. Those who were preaching the circumcision to become a Christian. And that was not it. And Paul said, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Now, this word rejoice means to boast, to glory, to have a glory thing to it, because it's about Christ. So he said, finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. You have that calmness in him. Take to heart the scriptures, and to hear them over and over again, don't grow weary in well-doing. You need it. And it's not grievous for me to repeat it, and it's certainly safe for you to hear it. So let me tell it to you again. Beware of dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the concision. We're all circumcision in Christ, in the Spirit. It's a spiritual circumcision of the heart, and it's not what they are preaching. Therefore, have no confidence in your flesh, but have total confidence in the Lord, who you rejoice in, boast, brag, and give all the praise and the honor and glory to, for he alone is worthy of that kind of rejoicing.
Whoa!
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.